online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, the King's told Germany's president he's confident the two countries will face challenges together, including supporting Ukraine against Russia. Frank-Walter Steinmeier's visit is the first state trip to the UK by a German leader for 27 years. Speaking at a banquet at Windsor Castle last night, Charles spoke about shared defence between the two nations.
More broadly, of course, the United Kingdom and Germany together stand with Ukraine and bolster Europe against the threat of further Russian aggression.
Today, Mr. Steinmeier will lay flowers at the tomb of the late Queen Elizabeth II before addressing Parliament. There's a warning the NHS could reach breaking point this winter because of an early flu season and doctor strikes. Health bosses are urging people only to use A&E departments if absolutely necessary, after 200,000 non-serious conditions were treated last year. People turned up with ingrown toenails and hiccups. Deception, power and truth appear written on a chalkboard in never-before-seen pictures of Jeffrey Epstein's Caribbean island. Documents related to the late paedophile's criminality should be released this month. There's a warning drivers are facing an expensive festive period, with fuel prices rising at their fastest rate in 18 months. The RAC says there's no reason for the increase, as wholesale prices and exchange rates remain stable. In sport, Hearts lead the Scottish Premiership on goal difference after a 1-1 draw with Kilmarnock. Celtic moved level on points with them thanks to their 1-0 win against Dundee. It was Martin O'Neill's final game as interim manager.
We saw it through, which is the most important thing, and to win the game, which I keep telling the players, that's what it's all about. That's what the club's about. And that's what football's about. You've got to win. And sometimes you have to dig deep.
Meanwhile, Rangers drew 2-2 with Dundee United after a late equaliser. And Arsenal are 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League, thanks to a 2-0 win against Brentford, while Aston Villa beat Brighton 4-3 to go third. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits through the night.
The Tame, Haddenham and the Villagers.
This is your
Red Kite Radio.